This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in his yard in front of his house when Uthman ibn Mad'un walked by, and he said to him, "Won't you come in and sit down?" And Uthman said, "Sure." And he was not Muslim at that time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to share with him and teach him about Islam. And we all know when you have a guest, you're supposed to pay attention to him. But as they were sitting there, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became distracted. Uthman didn't understand why. So he started to look up to the sky alayhi salatu wasalam for some time. And then he started to look towards his right. And then it was as if he was shaking his head, as if he was agreeing with someone. And Uthman didn't know what's happening. He's invited me into his house to be his guest, to speak with me. And now he's looking around and not paying attention to me. After some time, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam started to focus again with Uthman. Uthman said to him, "No." He said, "First you'll tell me why I've been sitting here all this time and you haven't been paying attention to me." He said, "What is that?" He said, "You were looking up at the sky for some time, then you're looking to your right, and then it's as if you're agreeing with someone, like shaking your head." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him that the Messenger of Allah came to him, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam. Uthman said, "What did he say to you?" And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam shared with him the ayah that was revealed to him in Surah An-Nahl. "Inna Allaha ya'muru bil'adli wal-ihsani wa ita'i dhil-qurba." That Allah orders justice, good deeds, and giving to our relatives. "وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكِرِ وَالْبَغِي." And he forbids us from immoral acts, bad deeds, and oppression. Upon hearing this, Uthman ibn Mad'un, he said, "Then the iman, the faith, entered into my heart." Another man by the name of Akthum ibn Sayfi al-Usaydi al-Tamimi, one of the most famous leaders of the Arabs during that time, he was known as Hakim al-Arab, as the wise man of the Arabs. When he heard about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he sent some of his followers, some of those ones who were under his command, he sent them to Mecca to hear from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam directly. "Who are you? What is your message?" He told them alayhi salatu wasalam, "I am the Prophet of Allah." And then he started to read to them from the Quran, from this ayah in Surah An-Nahl, "Inna Allaha ya'muru bil'adli wal-ihsan wa ita'i dhil-qurba." When his people returned to him and they told him what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said to them, and they asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, "Repeat what you said, repeat the ayah a couple of times so they can memorize it." And they went back and they told the ayah to their leader. He immediately accepted Islam and called all of his people to accept Islam as well. All of these people accepting Islam through one ayah. But this one ayah is one of the most powerful verses in the Quran, one of the most comprehensive verses. And that's why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, he said that this verse is ajma' ayah fil Quran. It's the most comprehensive verse in the Quran. The verse which summarizes some of the main teachings and objectives of Islam: to establish justice within ourselves and upon earth, to have ihsan, which is good deeds and perfection in all that we do, wa ita'i dhil-qurba, to give to our relatives, meaning to have strong family ties, forbidding us from all forms of immorality, bad conduct, and oppression. Allah ends the verse by saying, ya'idhukum. He admonishes you. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Perhaps that you will be reminded.